Well, Pope Benedict XVI is just about to fly out from Rome's Fiumicino airport on a three-day visit to Portugal. During his apostolic journey, the Pope will visit Lisbon, the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima and the city of Porto. When the Pope touches down in Lisbon this morning, he'll be given an official welcome and this afternoon he'll pay a courtesy visit on the Portuguese president before presiding over a mass. Veronica Scarisbrick has arrived in Portugal ahead of the Holy Father and I began by asking her about the anticipation among the people.
This is a very exciting moment. I described the atmosphere in Lisbon, anyway, as a quiet excitement, as you say, in anticipation of Benedict XVI's arrival. Coming from the airport and going downtown where the Mass will take place in the afternoon today, there are little blue banners of welcome which line the wide, leafy avenues with always that message of welcome for the Pope, Benvenido Papa Bento. And on each, other inspirational sort of telegraphic messages, such as rejoice, forgive, repent, hope. The banners, of course, are blue because it's the colour of Our Lady. This apostolic visit is, in fact, timed to coincide with the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima on the 13th of May. Fatima is the spiritual heartland of this nation, and the bishops here have chosen a fitting slogan for the occasion, at least I think so, walk with us in hope. Fitting because, in a physical sense, right now the tradition is for all Portuguese to walk to Fatima from all corners of the nation, sometimes even barefoot for days. They do so because they have days off from work to express their Catholic faith and piety on the path to a shrine which draws 4 million pilgrims a year, and not just from Portugal. As you know, I think I better say something about Fatima. It's where Our Lady appeared to three little shepherd children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, six times. Back in 1917, with a message of conversion and hope. And of course, this year, the Pope will lead this pilgrimage, of course, not on foot, but joining the Fatima faithful in time for the 13th of May deadline.
There's an official side to this trip as well. The Pope will be meeting with dignitaries. He'll be meeting with, of course, the President of Portugal during this trip, won't he?
Yes, Lydia. There will be private talks in Lisbon, as you say, with the President of the nation, Cavaco Silva, and with the Prime Minister, Socrates. No doubt Pope Benedict will have plenty of opportunities to voice his thoughts on matters of interest to the Church here during his four-day stay. Let's recall how this is a nation where the issue of same-sex marriages is currently at stake and where traditional moral values are undergoing erosion, especially among new generations. It's also a difficult time from an economic point of view, as we know Portugal, already described as Western Europe's poorest country, is now within the context of the Eurozone being hit even harder. It also has a 10% rate of unemployment. So just imagine the impact on society, something that concerns the Church as well because of its key role in the social sphere.
Veronica, how is this visit being covered in the Portuguese media?
Well, as you know, the message of Our Lady in Fatima is one of reconciliation, conversion and hope. And I thought it was curious how it was mirrored in the headlines of an English language weekly magazine in which the headlines are pardon, exclamation mark. It actually relates to calling for an amnesty, full pardon of minor misdemeanors and a percentage reduction on all jail sentences. At any rate, more broadly, over the past week, the media has slowly stepped up its attention to the visit. Even the tones of the popular agnostic Portuguese daily Diario de Noticias have taken on softer tones, and some people say even welcoming ones.